I was once speaking to Nissim Black about a certain thing we were both involved in, and we got onto the topic of tefillah. And Nissim told me, he said, yeah, a lot of people discuss with me their tzaras, their stories in their life, their challenges, and they tell me they're davening so hard. And Nissim would ask them, what does it mean you're davening hard? They say, no, I say tefillah, and I daven in shachar, just try to have more kavana. And he says, you know what I tell people when they tell me that? He says, you know what davening is? Nissim said about himself the following story. He said that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, this was in the news, he moved into Yerushalayim, and he wanted to send his kids to certain schools in Yerushalayim, more Yerushalmi, Chassidus, and the schools were giving him a very hard time. He tried getting everyone he knew to call. He knows a lot of powerful people, very wealthy people. They would call up these schools. Schools had nothing doing. He knew very, very big rabbanim, Rosh Yeshivas, Talmid Chachamim. They would call. Nothing doing. He went to Chaim Kanievsky, this was in the news, and he told him the story. Chaim said, no, they have to let you in. And it was all to no avail. His kids were not getting into school. And someone who's coming to Eretz Yisrael, they're excited. They're living in Yerushalayim. You have the air. And you just want to be welcome. You want to have your kids put in the schools you're trying to get them into so they can have a chinuch. And everyone's shutting you out. Nissim was at a loss. He didn't know what to do. He said he drove up to Tzfat and he went to the Arizal's Kever. He said, Yoni, I went there and I davened. He said, no, you know how long I davened for? In one place, I stood by one place and davened. So let's see. One person, 5-7 minutes from yesterday. One person probably say to him about half hour. A really intense person could, you know, with a drink and a bathroom break and some coffee and cake in the middle, maybe 3 hours straight. So he said, you know how long I daven for? I said, yeah, how long? I don't know. Give me to tell me. He said, I daven for 17 hours straight. What? I said, listen, did you say 17 hours? He said, 17 hours. I said, no. 17? He says, yeah, I davened for 17 hours straight. I spoke to Hashem. I asked him for help. I told him my troubles. I said, I'm in a situation where I'm stuck. I have nowhere to go, nothing to do. No one can help me. My kids aren't getting to school. I just came to your holy land. I need your help. And it wasn't just that. He spoke over and over and over. His emotional struggles, his technical struggles, his pleas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 17 hours straight. I was absolutely stunned. He said, that's davening. That's where you're in a place where you have nothing else, no one else, and only one thing to turn to. And I couldn't stop turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, after he had that instance where he stood by the Rizal Kever for 17 hours in one place, davening, nonstop, he said, then Hashem gave him the idea to move to Beit Shemesh. And he didn't have such a havmina before, a thought to move to Beit Shemesh. He came to Eretz Yisrael. You live in Yerushalayim. And everyone knows there's no air, there's no feeling, there's no electricity like Yerushalayim. So it wasn't even in his mindset. And he moved to Beit Shemesh, to Ma Beit Shemesh, and he found a lot more like-minded people. He found schools which made his kids. He said it was a game changer. We see that when you are stuck, when you have nowhere else to turn, when you're down in the dumps and everything's crashing down upon you, a Jewish person always has where to go. He always has who to turn to. He always has a lifeline and a source of electricity and power to plug into, to give him that Yeshua. And that's turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means in every single situation throughout history, a Jewish person, no matter what, no matter where, no matter when, always can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings, is Avinu Shebashamayim. We have this extreme duality that no one else has. Klal Yisrael is called Bini Bechari Yisrael. My children, my firstborn, my son, Yisrael. We are Hashem's children. We are the offspring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come from Him directly. He has direct relationship with us. And that means you can always turn to Him. A child can always turn to their father no matter what. We all have to know in our lives that we can, we must, and we only have one option in every situation. That's to turn to Avinu Shebashamayim.